The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In this episode, we talk about the titanic power stories have over our lives and why rushing to make these stories make sense to us is not a good idea.
Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I will give a warning that I'm a bit going towards Krabby Town because...
This is the train to Krabby Town.
I feel so hungry.
We need to take a break for Taco Bell.
I want like Mexican food. I would love some macaroni and cheese.
Cheesecake Factory.
Not feeling the Cheesecake Factory. Maybe that's what you're feeling.
Well, when you say mac and cheese, it just makes me think of that.
Cheesecake Factory.
That's all. Yeah.
But
love
I would
that
like their
Popeyes.
I would love their Cheesecake Factory. I would love their avocado what are those things? Those crunchy things? Egg rolls. Oh my god, so good.
Where's the beef? Remember that?
Barely. Because I don't have enough glucose to my brain.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
We need to take care of you.
Let's do this podcast.
Let's do this episode and then order some Taco Bell.
We're not going to order Taco Bell.
Okay.
The reason why we would order versus go out and drive is because at the time of recording this, we are in a snowpocalypse. This is the most snow we've ever seen living in Portland, Oregon.
This is the snowiest days. These are the snowiest days Portland has experienced in 80 years.
What was it? 1943
was the last time it snowed close.
It's a lot. And it's beautiful, though. Stunningly beautiful.
Bleeping gorgeous.
And to paint a picture, well, maybe we can use a photo for the thing. But
that's not...
it's not springy.
That's going to be a little weird.
Sorry, it's confusing. But to just paint a picture, the snow is so high and thick, and yet it's so powdery. Like Toast tried to build something outside yesterday.
A snow thing.
Couldn't do it because the snow wasn't sticking to itself.
Yeah.
And so it's so powdery, and in some of our videos, the snow is blowing off the roof, and it's like seriously making glitter. It's so sparkly.
Right? Yeah.
It's just stunning because right now the sky is completely blue. It is clear. It is sunny. And there is thick, white, powdery snow everywhere.
Even on the black asphalt road.
It's melted down.
Yeah, normally. Every other time it snowed. Like, we must sound like such newbies.
We are.
From California and Hawaii, where we're like, oh my God, the snow.
It's snow.
But yeah, it is new for us for sure.
It's beautiful. Okay, but
that does not go along with
spring.
This episode is going
this
to be released
coming out
on the cusp of spring equinox. So maybe a little whiplash as we now pivot to talk about
spring.
Springtime.
Well, I will say that two of my favorite seasons here, because we really have the seasons, they are spring and fall. Spring is so gorgeous here, and yes, we have these amazing cherry blossom trees in our yard. And it's like a gift for, what is it, like 2 weeks that they're in full bloom, and then the blooms all come off and it's a bald tree again. Mm-hmm. It's so fast and so beautiful, so beautiful. Wind blows and you are in this wonderful pink petal storm. It's just, it's amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing what spring looks like this year for us. Mm-hmm. But as we move to spring, so what is spring? What is the energy of spring?
It's springing up.
Yeah, it's blooming. It's time to bloom. It's,
yeah. What's funny is I never realized until we moved here to this like latitude where there's actually a spring.
Yes.
I never made the connection in a visceral way of like, spring, like it's springing up. The buds are springing up, and the grasses are springing
it's
up.
It's so obvious.
I was like,
oh man,
now I see why it's called spring.
Yep.
Sorry, I only caught up to that.
You know,
recently.
And when you're walking around about now, so several weeks before spring, you start seeing just the hints of bulbs growing back out. So you'll start to see tulip leaves, but the tulips haven't yet emerged. The blooms haven't emerged, blossomed. And so we will start to see that. And it's so, it's like it happens in the blink of an eye, really. Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden you look and you're like, oh my God, there's blooms. You know, there's blossoms there. And it's like, when did that happen?
And it's like, where is this coming from? Because you just look like a dead branch.
Yeah.
You're a dead branch, but look, there's this stuff coming out. I was like, oh my God.
But spring, with the wonderful weather that is supportive of this emerging.
The revival.
This revival coming out of our cozy winter caves, coming out of the darkness, the dimness, coming out and being ready for some sunshine on our faces, ready for starting new things. So it's a great time for new beginnings. And truly, this energy of March and spring really should be January energy, right? This energy we have in January of like the new year. But anyways, it's in March. And actually, I think it's the perfect time because after the holidays, we need some downtime. So here we are almost 3 months in and it is time to emerge. So some of the things that actually, for Love and Above Cat Club, which is the business that we have, Toast and I, we are unveiling a brand new product, which is our flower essence and essential oil blends in spray form. And I love a good flower essence aromatherapy spray because it's so convenient. Shake, 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 spray, spray, spray. So yummy and beautiful.
Yep. And you can perfume the air and it also perfumes it in an energetic sense.
Organic, biodynamic, nothing toxic in there.
And
no creepy stuff.
What I also like about it, yes, it's fast because it's this, psh, you don't have to like get out a lighter and, you know, because I like candles and incense too. Mm-hmm. But the downside with that is that, you know, it does cause pollution.
Right. And sometimes
it takes up your oxygen.
Right. And sometimes, and if you have a cat, sometimes it's, you know, because it's a longer run, right? You put on a candle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not
you
just
light a candle.
Spray.
You just spray yourself in the bathroom, walk away, walk out. You know, it's so convenient and yummy. And we have several formulas, but a great spring formula is Revive. So check that out on loveandabove.com, loveandabovecatclub.com.
And we'll say this at the end of the episode,
we'll
too.
We'll say that at the end. All right, but why don't we start talking about the stories we tell ourselves?
All right, the stories we tell ourselves. Now, I guess let's start off with the big idea that stories are important. And we'll make the case that stories are important. And
yes.
To illustrate that, I have for you a very old song from back in like the 20s or the 30s.
Are you going to sing?
It's called, No, I'm Not Going to Sing.
All right.
I wish I could. I wish I would sing it, but I don't know if I could sing it from... You wouldn't want me to sing it.
Okay.
Okay. The name of this song is In the Baggage Coach Ahead. And it's kind of like...
That's a nice old-timey title.
Isn't it?
I can see that.
So old-timey. It's like... So this story is kind of like a gospel-ish kind of song. And it tells the story of how on this train, you know, this man came in and he was holding a baby and he sat down in the train coach and the baby was just crying and it was disturbing all the other passengers. And the other passengers were saying, you know, why don't you get the baby's mom? Like the baby needs to be comforted. Like, you know, this is disturbing. Can you imagine?
Because the man cannot do that.
well, yeah, this is an old-timey song. You know, and we all know about being in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine an infant just kind of squealing and just screaming. And it's like not pleasant. And you're just like,
I feel so bad for those parents.
And it's like,
dude, they're trying.
Take care of your kid, man. Like, oh, God. Right?
And okay.
So all the other passengers were like, oh my gosh, and get the baby's mom. And the man, the father, says, I would do that, but she's dead in the baggage, you know, she's dead in the coach ahead or something like that. Like,
what?
So that
she's dead. In the coach ahead.
Yeah. So the mom is dead. She's in a coffin. She's in a casket.
Yeah.
And she's on the train, but he just lost his wife. The baby just lost his mom.
Oh, my God.
And that's illustration.
So sad.
Right. Yeah. Right. And then the song goes on to say how the passengers then said, oh, I'm so sorry. And let me take care.
God.
Let me hold the baby. I'll try and comfort the baby.
You know what? I'm so glad you didn't tell me that story earlier.
Oh.
Like, that just kills me. So what?
So I'll try and comfort the baby. You know, so it completely changed the frame of reference for the passengers. Mm-hmm. And now some of you listeners might be old enough not to remember this exact song, but to know of the book by Stephen Covey called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And he tells a similar story, which may have been inspired by this song. I don't know. But in his story, it's a man on the subway or a man on the bus or something like that. Mm. But anyway, that's a good...
So I have a question.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So is that song public domain yet?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I'd love to play it because I'm so curious. Well, I'm going to have to hear it
after this. I don't know
how
that works. I can put a link to the song.
Oh yeah,
on
we can
other,
do a link.
You know, streaming services. So I don't know if we can.
God.
Yeah, I don't think we can include it in this episode. Yeah,
that story. Okay, so your point is.
So the point is that knowing the story is so foundational. Like it's the foundation. Like it's the ground on which we walk and understand things.
Wow, that story makes me want to weep and weep and weep. So, I mean, see, and we need these stories. We totally need these stories because you just telling me that story made me, even though it's a very old story, it's an old song, you know, is the story real even? I don't know. But it definitely illustrates just human nature. The human heart, like that story just pierces me in the heart, you know, which is a good thing because it makes me feel, you know, we go around, we're always doing, and it's like that story just brings it back to what's real. Mm-hmm. You know, you
what
never
really
know
matters.
What someone is going through, what
right.
this man is going through.
Yeah.
And through this story from a song, who would have ever known, whoever wrote that song, that in 2023,
right,
we would be talking about this story that has lived on to just move us and to remind us that you just never know what someone is going through. Mm-hmm. Like this father who lost his wife, whose child now no longer has a mom. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And I guess the power of it is because it changes our relationship, mm-hmm, right? Stories, mm-hmm, in a story, it, what am I trying to say? The story tells us how people are related to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we're related to other people is what makes us who we are, right? How do we even understand ourselves? Well, I'm this person's child, or I'm this person's parent, or mm-hmm, I'm this, you know, like the only way we know who we are is our relationship to other people.
Yeah.
And that relationship is only evidenced in the form of a story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a math formula.
Right.
You know, it's not an abstract thing like that.
And so, that's why in this story, like the relationship, so all the passengers, mm-hmm, it's like, it's human compassion. It's compassion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is feeling it. You can't not feel that. I mean, maybe there's one out of you out there
one
who's
psychopath,
not feeling it.
One sociopath out there.
Anyways, so we need these stories, you know, they help, they're connecting.
Because mm-hmm, when we all understand the world because mm-hmm of the same story that we all agree to, yeah, they connect us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They help us find meaning.
Mm-hmm.
They help keep history alive. They help in ways keep your lineage alive, like even with oral tradition. Mm-hmm. This, and in this very particular instance, like this songwriter wrote this, we are keeping it alive. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that.
I think stories are so important because that's how we make sense of the world. We have an instinct, a human instinct, to want the world to make sense because that's mm-hmm how we feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
If it's complete chaos and there's no rhyme or reason, we don't understand why things happen and cause and effect, if we don't have a reference for that, and
be crazy.
Then you're going to be...
We need a little...
You need to have a sense of things being predictable and making sense.
Yeah.
And the only way that can happen is through a story. Like when something happens, you want to know why. And the story of why is a story.
Yep.
Okay.
how many stories do we create in a day, you know?
Right. Right.
When you really think about it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the stories are, that happened because you sinned. And so it's a punishment, right? Or it's like you're cursed.
Yeah.
Or you're just a loser. And then
I'm like, wow, and this is going south.
Yeah, but that's why
feeling sad again.
but that's why the advice in all the personal growth circles
mm-hmm
is to have a proactive effort to say that, no, life is happening for you.
Yes.
And the reason this happened.
And I love that.
The reason this happened is for your growth.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, well, it's because you sinned.
Hey, I buy into that. I buy into that so much.
Yeah.
And every day I try to remind myself of that.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So I think we made the case for why stories are important with all of that ranting
and raving.
I believe
so. Right?
Yep.
I believe so.
Okay. All right. So now we can move on to the next big point that we want to make. Should I just say it?
I think you should.
Okay.
Yeah. Boy, anticipation. I'm like, okay.
Well, it is simply this, that it will help us to remember at any given time when we find ourselves all freaked out or flustered or wanting to blame, or is just to remember that we never know the whole story.
Yeah.
And that's hard to accept. Hence, we make up things,
yeah,
right? And we blame and we make things up because it's hard to accept the place of, you know what? We just don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, like when you're watching a Netflix show and the story is unfolding on the screen and there's stuff happening and you don't know why. In that instance, it's like you consciously know, I don't know everything that's going on. That's mm-hmm. why I'm going to keep watching.
But we're so okay with that because we're used to that with watching a story.
Yeah.
Versus a story in our lives.
Right.
That is triggering, that has all different things about it. That
might implicate us.
Yes.
Right. And mm-hmm. but I think it helps me anyways to,
no, that's,
to be able
that's
to
great.
Sit in that place of just not knowing and accepting that, you know, there's a blank space here and I don't know the specifics and that's okay.
Yeah. And I think that for me, what that's so helpful with is to not take it personally. Mm-hmm. Because even though people say, and who is that guy? Don Miguel Ruiz, the Four Agreements.
That sounds familiar.
I think right. there's something about like not taking things personally.
Mm, okay.
I love that idea, but it's challenging, mm-hmm. right? It's challenging yeah, yeah. because you're your own person. And the way you are going to relate to things is personal. It's that's your frame.
That's the human
reference,
experience.
Right? That's yeah. I am who I am.
Yeah.
So the way I relate to whatever just happened, whatever someone just said, it feels personal. Mm-hmm. But I like this about remembering you don't know the whole story because then whatever happens, if you put that frame on it, if you put that filter on it, it's more you're more easily able to take a step back and not have yourself so in that story. Mm-hmm. You know, not be such a big part of that story. Just step back because there's a bigger story we don't see, we don't know.
Right.
And I think, you know, like for me, this happens with, this is such an easy example, so I want to share it because I think everyone can relate. When you're on the phone, say with a customer service person, sometimes you get the most lovely person and you're like, wow. And then other times you don't. And it's like, you can feel triggered because maybe, you know, you knew like, okay, this is my, you left it last on your list. So already for myself, I'm going, oh my God, I better just call because I better take care of this insurance thing or whatever it is. And you call and you're already not in such a great way. And then the person you get is like not in a great way. And it feels triggering. It feels personal. You want to, you know, be less than who you would like to be in this life. But then when you remember, like, you don't know what they've been through. You don't know the call that they might have just had.
Yeah.
You don't know if they got ratted out by their coworker or like something. You don't know what happened. You don't know if they have a sick baby at home and they would rather be home, mm-hmm. but they can't take the time off because whatever it is, right?
Right?
You don't know the whole story. But if you have that filter on it, then it's so much easier. You just go, okay, back down. And then to try and put yourself in a place where you try to make their day better.
Yeah, and make
because
that
you
the
can
story.
Do that. Yes, let's
yes.
help them rewrite the story of their day, right? Be
right.
that call
right.
that is compassionate. Be that call that isn't just demanding and tell me now and why this and why, mm-hmm. you know.
And blaming, yeah, and make the story be that, you know what? I get to play the role
yeah.
of their most awesome call today.
Yes, yes. And I love that. And then you can see, you feel when they turn around, mm-hmm. you know.
And they're taken, I love when they're, sometimes they're like taken aback.
Yeah.
By like, oh, thank you. Like,
yes,
like I'll tell
when you
them,
ask
like,
them, when you ask, like, when you ask about their day in a way that's genuine
hmm.
versus like, oh, how are you? Okay, this is what's going on for me. Can you tell? When you're like, oh, so how's your day been so far? You know, and they're like, oh, okay. And, you know, when you keep talking with them.
Wow, you're turning it into a whole session.
See, but if you keep,
I don't think I have experience doing that.
But if you keep talking yep. with them, right? So it's mm-hmm. not just the where it's by rote, like,
yep.
oh, so how are you? Oh, fine. Right. Okay. And you just move on.
Right.
It's so easy to just say, oh, I'm fine. Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. But then if you go, oh, so are you almost, is your shift almost over? Like I've asked that of
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, pretty soon. And then I'll be like, oh, great. So, you know, and then, and we're just talking. And then it shakes them out of just that doing things by habit, that automatic pilot, that, you know, right. where they're thinking about their baby and then here's this customer and they're just trying to get through.
Yeah. And hopefully you become two human beings.
You just want a genuine connection, whatever it is. And it doesn't take a lot.
That's the most rewarding kind of interaction with, you know, people that we just pass by in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. You're just making your call and it's like, you're just trying to get something done and they're just trying to get through their shift. But having those just few minutes mm-hmm. of being two human beings.
Yeah.
Who are just trying to be pleasant to and for each other.
That's
what
so
you just said,
great, right?
Goes so far.
I know, right?
Whether you are receiving it, whether you are giving it, whether you're whatever part you play in it.
Yeah.
And how many times have you heard from someone or have been asked, oh, so how are you? And they're not really asking though. It's like just a habit. It's just
thank you for being an Acme Company customer. We appreciate your business. And how are you today?
Or even people,
write that, like
yes,
that.
But yeah. even people, you know, like people maybe you work with, people or just people, I don't know. It's how are you has just become this thing that there's no, it's not sincere, you know, but when someone's really going, so how are you today? And they're looking at you and they're present.
But then you have
and
to
they're
tell
bringing
them,
it.
Well, I don't know if you have enough time to hear how
right,
I am today.
Right, because then you're not just like, oh, fine. So it doesn't, you know, you can't, it's almost like so it does invite vulnerability back, you know, but that's what it takes. So you can just, for the person that's really present, you can just be like, oh, good. Where your voice is octaves higher, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You know, or you can be like, whew, you know, today's been rough, but I'm so glad I'm almost off of work. And I'm so excited to have Taco Bell tonight. Whatever it is, right? Like, that's more sincere. You don't have to go into like,
yeah.
Oh my God, this happened. Because you don't want to overshare.
Exactly,
you don't want to like be.
Right,
so
right.
What does this also mean? Life is balance. It always comes back to that.
It does.
Some sort of balance. Mm-hmm. Some sort of it, whatever it means at any given time.
Yeah.
Strive for it, right?
Yeah.
All right. I think.
Wow, we kind of went off on that one.
We went off, yeah, I know. But that's, thank God for the customer service people doing those jobs. It's a hard job.
And I do not like phone trees, let me just tell you. Please listen carefully as the menus may have changed.
Oh my God,
it's like, really? Have the menus really changed? That and the...
Oh, the on-hold music? Give me a break.
No, and the self-checkout. Speaking of Taco Bell, like, we've seen the kiosks already of like... Just place your order with this screen or self-checkout in the grocery store. It's like, no, you don't, no human interaction. Just,
I know.
You know.
It's like the Jetsons.
Yeah. No, thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay. So now we know stories are important. And
yes.
Remember, we never know the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be tempted to make blank up.
Yeah.
I wanted to swear. You're going to be tempted to make poopy things up.
Yep.
To fill in the blanks.
Curb it.
But.
Curb it.
There's a kind of beauty and a mystery and a sense of trust in the universe and in your place and your safety in it by being able to not know.
Yeah.
And have that be okay, because then you won't be making judgments against other people or even against yourself to explain why things happen. Just, you don't know the whole story, and that's okay. Just keep watching the show, just like on Netflix. Just keep watching the show. Okay, so this was part one.
Part one, yep.
And we'll see you next time for part two. Oh, also, loveandabovecatclub.com.
We have our sprays for spring.
Now, it's loveandabovecatclub.com is self-care for cat lovers.
Yeah.
It's not for your cats.
Right.
But it's only for people who love cats.
Right.
That's so if you don't love cats, not go there.
Okay. You have to love cats. You don't have to have a cat, but you have to love cats and you have to wish that you had a cat if you don't have a cat.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So thank you so much for joining us.
We'll talk with you next time. Until then, come find us on Instagram. We're at Sienna and Toast. And our website is siennaandtoast.com. And loveandabovecatclub.com is where you can get all the cool stuff for cat lovers only.
Oh, also, let me just say, in case people want to know, so part two about stories is going to be about rewriting your story.
Dun-da-da. More specifics on that next time. Okay, until then, man, we need Taco Bell.
You're going to make people think like we eat Taco Bell all the time when I cannot even remember.
That's a story.
The last time we ate Taco Bell.
Yeah. We don't even have leftover like sauce packets in our pantry.
No,
that's how long it's been.
That's how long it's been.
Until next time, live your love story. Now we can stop recording.
I'm Rachel Corpus, an angel communicator, psychic medium, and host of the Angel Talk podcast. This show is meant to help you remember who you are, a limitless being with shoes and socks on. And along the way, we'll connect to people on the other side and experts in the field like authors, healers, animal communicators, and more. Listen to all my shows at Mind, Body, Spirit FM or wherever you get your podcasts.